My. I was starting to think that you wouldn't show. That you had gotten lost looking for me, or that maybe you were going to fail at the last second. But you didn't. I should have known to expect more from you, brave one. I fell for you because of that determination. Your unwavering spirit is unmatched. When you want something, no one can deter you from it. Not even destiny. You've done well. Odin will be pleased. He only wants what is best for his Valkyries. And you've survived the first trial, going hand to hand in combat with me. You should be proud of yourself. Being able to go toe to toe with a Valkyrie is no small feat, Charliette. It shows Odin you have no fear. It shows me that you can display ruthlessness when you need to. That's something that can't be faked. Only the best warriors are ruthless in ways such you are, brave one. It's admirable. You are whatever is required of you in that very moment. You know your place in this world, and that has unmatched value. Because of that strength that you possess, you caught Odin's intention, which, in turn, ended up catching my attention. As an enactor of his will, I can only thank the All-Father that he paired me with you. For if it wasn't for that kind gesture, I don't think I would have ever met you. I don't think I would be standing here, staring at the love of my life. But it's not over. You still have one more trial to go. You survived the first trial of hand-to-hand combat with me, and you just completed the second one, placing you at the start of the forest and telling you to find me. No compass. No directions. Just a little bit of hope and fate. It seems that fate wants us together, mean Charliette. Odin cannot deny it. Not anymore. Not with the obvious signs. We have proof. What else would bring you to me? It has to be the fates. Weaving their tale. It has to be. Destiny guided you here with a string, telling you which ways to turn, when to continue forward, when to go back, all until you came to this very clearing. You found me resting by the lake, armor casted off to the side in favor of a flowy white dress, dipping my legs into the refreshing water, waiting for something, anything. A gust of wind, the snap of a branch, anything that would tell me that you were coming, that you were on your way. I knew I never should have doubted you, brave one. You would always find me. We're meant to be. I love you with all my heart, brave one. A warrior like you is a once-in-a-generation thing. It makes sense that you would gain the favor of Odin with a spirit such as yours. So strong, so indomitable, able to be vicious when times call for it. You're what warriors should strive to be. You're the ideal servant of Odin, Minjarliet. He's doing what any overprotective father would do, brave one. He wants to make sure that whoever I fall for deserves my heart. He must remember, we are his chosen as well. Chosen in a different way, yes, but still chosen. As a Valkyrie, I serve Odin. That is what I live to do and to breathe. I never thought of a life outside of that. Not until I met you, brave one. You opened my eyes in a way I didn't know was possible. Gave me a love that I was unaware was even an option. You took your time. Were sweet. Gentle. Kind. You showed me how to love in return. Didn't judge me when I messed up. You made me feel like I was worth something. I'm forever grateful for you, Charliette. I'm so proud that Odin approves of our union. You just have one final task to do to prove that you are deserving of a Valkyrie's love. It's not something to be given willingly, but I know that your love is true. I know in your heart that you deserve this. There has never been a person, living or dead, that has ever captivated me the way that you have. I know you. I love you. I know that you deserve my love. And that's why I hold no fear about this final trial. You're going to be able to accomplish it without any problems. I'm confident in that. It's something you've done many times before, if I'm being honest. Before we start, I just want to remind you of some things. Number one, you are important to me. I don't want you acting reckless or stupid just because you're trying to impress the Allfather or prove something to me. I already know what you're capable of, Minjaliet. I've seen it both on and off the battlefield. You're glorious, a force to be reckoned with. But there is a difference between being reckless and being ruthless. Understand? I say these words because I want to remind you. I care about you, Joliet. If anything were to happen to you, I don't know what I would do. I would tear down every city, burn down every building, scorch this entire earth in your name if you were ripped from my arms, brave one. I love you. You're the most important person in my life, the reason I smile. The reason I wake up, the reason my lungs even bother to take in air at all. It's all because of you, Charliette. I serve Odin, but I adore you, brave one. You're my world, my rock, my everything. That's why you have to do this. You have to show your dedication to me, to Odin. You have to prove to him that you're worthy of one of his choosing, that you're capable of taking care of me. I said it before and I'll say it again. The Allfather just wants the best for his favorites. Every Valkyrie was chosen by Odin himself, handpicked. It's only reasonable that he would want the best for us, right? Do you think you have that in you, Minjaliyet? I believe in you. By Odin's beard, I believe you, Jarliet. But it's not me you have to convince. If it was, we would already be laying together, sharing in our union. But it's not. You have to prove to Odin that you're worthy of me, that you're worthy of taking care of one of his chosen. Do you feel that? That sudden shift in the air? Things got a little bit weird, didn't they? He's here. Odin. He's watching us. Watching to see what happens next. That means that Hugin and Munin should be around here too. Looking across the tops of the trees. Yep. Follow my fingers. You see where I'm pointing? Do you see those two ravens? They aren't just any ordinary ravens. Those are Odin's personal ravens, Hugin and Munin. They're here to act as his eyes and ears and report back to him. This is your moment, Jarliet. It's either now or never, right? All you have to do is prove to the All-Father that you love me and that you're the right match for me. That shouldn't be hard, right?